by BenSwan.com. So who are they? Well, they are state legislators in states all over the country. Tennessee, Maryland, Arizona, and now even Utah, where the single largest NSA data collection entity is located. Now, remember I told you about this idea a couple of months ago. The idea is pretty simple, and it comes from the 10th Amendment Center. States don't have to wait for Washington to act on the NSA because Washington isn't going to. Instead, create some state laws that block the NSA from using water and electricity in these states for their facilities. Well, some people said those ideas were ridiculous. And yet, there is legislation moving forward across the country to make this happen. I'll explain how it works after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. In 1975, Senator Frank Church warned that the power of the NSA could enable, quote, total tyranny, end quote. He recommended that Congress should limit the agency's power, but Congress hasn't. We all know that. But there are some brave state legislators who are attempting to do just that. A new bill introduced by State Rep. Mark Roberts seeks to do exactly that. The legislation, organized by the 10th Amendment Center and the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, called Off Now Coalition, well, the Utah Fourth Amendment Protection Act expressly prohibits state material support, participation, and assistance to any federal agency that collects electronic data or metadata without a search warrant, quote, that particularly describes the person, the place, and the thing to be searched and seized, end quote. Now, it's not going to be an easy fight, but in Utah, this would be a big one. As I told you, the NSA's Utah facility uses 1.7 million gallons of water a day. By blocking that water, the facility is done for. But remember, Utah can't do this alone. 10th Amendment Center's Michael Bolden says that other states need to join the push, even those without NSA facilities. He calls it essential. And it is. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Whew. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And as we get ready to wrap the week up on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol. You set it up on your computer. However, it's coming to you via your mobile phone through text. It's not an application. You don't have to have a smartphone. And you can set up everything you got going on the day. Thank you, Coda. But what Civil Dispatch does, unbidden, based upon your locale, they're going to let you know about the things you can't possibly imagine, that you can't plan for in any way. Terrorist attack, flash flood, Malaysian jet taking off course. It doesn't matter. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With 4 built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you don't get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Some of you may have heard about this. There was an attempted raid on a recent guest's business by the ATF. Ares Armor in California, who's already being assaulted by the city for having a sign. The ATF sort of telegraphed they were coming for them next after they did something, and I'll give you the background later. But Dimitri Karras short-circuited that, and he's going to join me in the third hour. And we're going to talk about that, but that's coming up in the third hour. And I'll already have the whole incident framed for you as we go along. Sometimes I get asked why I literally carry a gun everywhere I go in the house. So I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you an example of why I carry a gun everywhere in the house. And this isn't in some metropolitan area or big high crime area, no. This is coming out of Madison, Wisconsin. And this is perfect. This is a perfect answer to anybody that says, why do you carry a gun? In Madison, Wisconsin, 6 home invaders broke into the house and proceeded to terrorize the couple that lived there for 45 minutes. The gang of perpetrators sexually assaulted the female occupant of the house, who was 6 months pregnant at the time. Interim Police Chief Randy Gaber said, I can tell you that in my 27 years of policing here in Madison, this is probably one of the most disturbing and heinous crimes that I've ever seen. At a news conference this past Monday, he assured the media and the community that he takes this kind of crime very seriously. I would really hope he takes all crime seriously, but yes, definitely, this is a serious crime. But they were able to capture all 6 perpetrators, all of whom are facing numerous felonies at this point. One of the suspects in the home invasion was a female. The victims were treated and released from an area hospital. Now, right beside me, I have my prized, salient, Tier 1 Glock 34. With a standard magazine in it, it holds 17 rounds. If I carry a gun like this around with me all the time, and six home invaders tried to decide to come in my house, I've got nearly three rounds per person waiting for them. I don't want six home invaders coming into the house for 45 minutes, able to do whatever they want, leaving me alive by their good grace. You know, it doesn't say anything about whether or not they stole anything or whether they knew the people that lived there or whatever. There may be some details that are missing here. But the one thing that is not missing is the fact that they didn't kill this couple is dumb luck. Dumb luck. If one of them had had a firearm, normally home invaders will turn tail when they see the gun presented, except in Detroit. Go figure. But they didn't have one. They didn't have one. This should have been a defensive gun use story instead of a story of victimization. And I hope that this couple, I don't know if they're, I presume since the female was pregnant that they're relatively young, I hope they're able to recover from this event physically and emotionally. But leaving it to the convenience and pleasure of your assailants as to what they do, what your final outcome is a complete non-starter for me. Altogether, it's a complete non-starter for me. And that's why I carry guns around like this. In the house. In the house. Bill, you're too paranoid. You don't trust your... No, I don't. No, I do not. The ones I know, I do. Yes, I do. If one of you comes up and walks up and says, hey, I'm a listener. I love the show. Hey, I'm a listener. I hate the show. It doesn't matter. I might trust you a little bit. But if I don't know you, little bit of vetting going to have to go on. And even if I vet you and you kick the door into the house, well, I vetted you incorrectly. I will make the correction. Now, let's take, talk about somebody who was, and we'll have to go through this, this will go through the break, but let's talk about somebody who was prepared. Lisa Atkin, rural resident, way out there. 25-minute response time from 911 to arrival. And a trained firearms handler, one who actually went out there, whether she listened to me or not, and has taken the time, made it her mission to become trained and proficient with her weapon at a tactical school. Okay? This happened on a Wednesday. She normally wouldn't have been there, but she was homesick. Around 9 a.m., her three Labrador retrievers went insane. They were puppies, so she thought that, you know, maybe they were just being puppies. But it got louder. And as she got up to figure out what was going on, she heard noises in the house that she could not attribute to the dogs. So she got her handgun from her nightstand. And then she found Joseph Baker in her home. She pulled her gun out of the holster and commanded him to stay still and get down on the floor and asked him what he was doing in the house. Mr. Baker ignored one no trespassing sign, several dogs, and broke through two doors to get in the house. And he wasn't expecting anybody there, and he wasn't expecting Lisa Atkins to be trained, and he certainly wasn't expecting her car pistol in her hand. She is a graduate of courses at the Oregon Firearms Academy, and she knew how to handle her weapon in a very long, high-stress situation. And she said in the reports going out, Without that training, without that ability, the end result could have been very different. If the gun grabbers had had their way, she might not have been around at all after that incident. So that's the difference between preparation and not being prepared. It's the difference between being trained and waiting too late to even consider it. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation huge.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. You know, like many southern states, like Texas, like every one of us down here on our side of the Mason-Dixon line, we've developed, and I don't normally like to knowingly alienate a group of people, but since, just for the sake of us being able to put them, so you'll know who I'm talking about, let's talk about our friends, our countrymen from the Northeast, who like to come down after they've screwed up their state and move to where we are and then start screwing up our state. And these are going to be, I don't know, how about the Yankees? In North Carolina, they have been developing a Yankee problem. And now, they've been very clever because they have managed to lure most of them to a single containment area for relocated Yankees, or Cary, North Carolina for short. In one subcommunity in Cary designed to attract older Yankees like gypsy moths to a trap, that's the subdivision of the Carolina Preserve at Amberley. Like the good little busybodies that they are, the little neighborhood fascists have drawn there. They have a homeowners association dedicated to creating petty tyrannies to make it feel more like home. Where you're at Flag Day does not count as being a Yankee, okay? Now, the largest target right now for the HOA Cary Yankees at Carolina Preserve at Amberley is someone who dared to post an effective home security sign in her front yard. Coming from one of the local papers out there, the Homeowners Association in a Cary neighborhood has threatened to fine a woman who posted a graphic sign outside her home to scare off would-be burglars. The sign reads, "Nothing inside is worth dying for," and shows the outline of a man used for a target shooting that had been shot twice in the head and five times in the chest. Actually, it's not a outline of a man. It's a silhouette target with the circles and the rings and the scores and everything in it. Laurie Chirico said Wednesday, "What is a security sign supposed to do? It's supposed to deter crime." She moved to Carolina Preserve at Amberley in November and posted the sign more than a month ago. And she wants to make sure her grandchildren feel safe, and that's important to her. Anything to deter crime, she said. Why would anybody be against that? Well, apparently the HOA for Carolina Preserve, which recently notified her by letter that the sign might violate the community's design guidelines. And I like the sign. I'm a grandparent. Now, my grandchildren aren't old enough to sit around and say, "I wonder if it's safe at Grandpa's house." But even though they're not cognizant of it, I have no problems putting a sign like that up if I have the burglar alarm for it. Now, some of the other transplants in the Cary neighborhood are they're going into a conniption. And Chirico says she's going to fight to keep her sign. It may be sort of a technicality, but the HOA probably has a rule against wind chimes as well. We can't have no wind chimes here. They disturb my peace. What's happening in Connecticut, and look around you wherever you are, you're one election away at any given time from being exactly where they are right now today. Now, it probably would take longer for that to occur than one election, but just to give you an idea, if some sort of a change happened, like their forecasting is going to happen in the Senate now in 2014, which that's not, you know, let's not celebrate just yet. But you're just one election away. Now, in Connecticut, they're facing what amounts to a house-to-house raid to search and confiscate guns not registered with the state or not meeting requirements of type plus magazine capacity. You know what we should have? We should have a law where a person can make a citizen arrest for unlawful acts against the citizens of the United States. Now, this is exactly what the Congress people are doing when they go against their oath of office, which includes, I pledge to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America as well as the Constitution of the state of XYZ and all the laws pertaining thereto against all enemies, foreign and domestic. But by making these laws without changing the Constitution with a vote of the people, they're breaking their oath of office, and they're committing a felony for false swearing and possibly as much as treason if you could prove they intended to do this before they took office when they were elected. You know, when I get out there and I tell you how powerful you are as an entity, just being the American people, and then I'll get emails from some of you saying, well, the DHS is coming, the black helicopter is coming. And I'm sure they would do it if they had the manpower. The DHS is 70,000 agents walking around armed, 70,000. I believe the Special Operations Retirement Community could take care of them by themselves. That's not going to happen if you roll over. And in the face of overwhelming odds, if they can isolate, yes, they can do all kinds of things. If they isolate you and bring a lot of force to bear against you. But, you know, if those of us who don't get moved upon look at that and say, this is a troubling development, we need to do something other than what we're doing right now, that can change things. When I try to get you to think about this, we're due for a change of a type. It's more than just fighting about gun laws. Gun laws are the tip of the iceberg. They want to be in control of every nuance of your life. And if they can disarm you and do it, it means that they don't have to worry about things when they come in there and start enforcing these things. And where you are, wherever you are, you're going to have to get active if you want things to change peacefully. And that should be all of our goals. It's not that we should be afraid by any means, but peaceful should be our goal, while we reserve the right to bring Armageddon in our back pocket. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
At Griffin. Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back. I've got the busy throat today. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Here in South Carolina, we do have Democrats in office. And a Democrat has proposed that the Castle Doctrine Stand Your Ground law here be repealed. And the most raucous citizen-backing Second Amendment advocating sheriff in the state, he is Spartanburg Sheriff Chuck Wright, got out there and simply said, it's not going to happen on my watch. I love Sheriff Chuck. I'm going to have to get him on to talk about this. Chuck Wright got out there. He made national news when he was on CNN. And he got on CNN and he looked straight into the camera and said, ladies, go get your concealed carry permit. And if somebody comes in and tries to rape you, kill them. No need to read between the lines with Sheriff Chuck. And Sheriff Chuck, then the very next year in Spartanburg County, they had an uptick in homicide. But it wasn't because people had gone out and gotten their concealed carry permit and started committing crimes. Oh, no. They had the uptick because of 5 or 6 justified homicides. And some of the local media went after him. And he just stood up and looked at him and said, not going to apologize for that. Those are my constituents. And I didn't have to draw a chalk line around them. I've had him on the show more than once. He is completely and totally unapologetic. He's one of those sheriffs that if they were to decide to start trying some federal gun confiscation scheme, he mobilizes his entire department. He deputizes everybody in the county and says, come stand with me on the border of the county because we're going to fight. And then he doesn't. And then he does it, if that's what it comes down to. His officers are very loyal to him. And they're very tough, too. This proposal, according to GoUpstate.com, the repeal was introduced by State Representative Harold Mitchell, Democrat from Spartanburg, chairman of the Legislative Black Caucus. Now, what he's doing is a lot. See, this is the thing I don't like about these guys, okay? I don't have a racial cell in my body other than the one that makes me Caucasian. And as far as people out there, there's two kinds of people. There are normal people, and there's predators. Color doesn't come into the play. And there are plenty of black Americans. Because half of all murder victims are black Americans. There are plenty of black Americans that defend themselves on a regular basis. And good for them. And if the perpetrator is black or white or plaid or whatever, it doesn't matter to me. If the good person defends himself, I don't care. What the predator looks like. Don't care. That's like saying, would you rather be eaten by a lion or by a tiger? I'm not really sure it matters that much. Are we talking, am I going to be dead before I'm eaten or am I going to be alive? I mean, I really just don't want to be eaten. How about that? Now, his bill would limit the ability to use deadly force against someone illegally and forcibly entering a home, business, or occupied vehicle. Ostensibly, I would presume that you're in the home, business, or occupied vehicle. He said such a change is necessary because we were taught in Sunday school to retreat. We were taught in Sunday school to retreat. Sheriff Wright said the idea of taking away or limiting self-defense is absolutely ridiculous, and he views this proposed appeal as a violation of Second Amendment rights. Any plans to call all of our legislators? Now, Sheriff Chuck, when he calls somebody, they listen to him. They don't listen to me too much. They just, man, he's a radio guy. He's talking to a friend, Joe. He's doing this, he's doing that. I got something about to happen for them, though. But that's beside the point. I had the honor of subbing for John Stattmiller last night on the National Intel Report. And while I was on the air, there was a gentleman out of North Dakota, or South Dakota, one of the Dakotas. He called in, and he's on crutches. Now, he's been carrying a gun forever. But now he's gone from limping to being on a cane to being on crutches. And he is still going to carry a gun. And he called to ask me how he could carry his gun. And I gave him a suggestion, and I gave him my email address because I want to know if that works out for him. But how the hell is a man like that going to be able to retreat? If somebody's coming at him, he's got one choice. He's got one chance. Get the gun out, shoot him. That's it. He's not going to be able to go Jackie Chan on the guy and start doing acrobatics all over his crutches or anything. That's just not real. This duty to retreat is the stuff of cowardice, not on the part of the person that might retreat, but on the part of the politicians. This idea that a politician, black or white, that would come out there and say, well, it's bent and it's open season on black people. You know what? That's all relative, sir or ma'am. Let me explain to you what I mean by relative. If an Armenian comes tap dancing up my way with an axe handle and he intends to part my hair down the middle permanently, I'm not going to get out there and say, are you from the old country? I'm not going to get out there and say, is it hard to get along in America? I'm going to get out there and say, get on the ground now. One more step, and I'm going to put you on the ground. And that's if I'm that wordy. That is if I am that wordy. I might just turn on the 500 lumen flashlight on the Glock 34 and just put that in his eyesight for a little bit and let him sit there and blink for a minute while he considers what he saw right before the bright light. That might be as nice as I'm going to get. In the United States today, if you are attacked and you have the means to defend yourself, that's not racism. No matter what your attacker looks like. If a black person attacks you, they are one color. They are a predator. See, right now, Detroit is a perfect object lesson. Because they've had 5 or 6 defensive gun uses recently. They've had, you know, the attackers have been black Americans. And guess what? Their victims have been, oh, black Americans. And these gun carriers have done a very fine accounting for themselves, and we should be cheering them. We should be cheering them on. Because you know what? They are our gun-carrying brothers and sisters. And coming out and trying to put a law in place saying, you know, what about the people like the gentleman from North Dakota who can't run? What if you're in a wheelchair? What if you got little children? What if you're out in the open? Where are you going to run to? Getting out there and making retreat part of your self-defense plan. Now, let me be perfectly clear with this. There is a difference between avoiding a fight at all costs and retreating. When you're retreating, the fight is already on. When you see something that is precipitating, that could turn bad, and you try to avoid it, that's just smart. That's just smart. Being prepared for the fight and avoiding the fight is the smartest way to go. But getting out there and trying to make it a mandate that you run, some people don't have that choice. Some people do not have that choice. And people are completely unaware. I'll give you an example. Next time you're riding around in your car and there's a stoplight, look at the distance with most of these cars front to back and realize that everybody that has stacked themselves up there is not considered that they might have to get out of that line of cars real quick. They've left them no way to go forward or backwards. So only the people in front and back can get out of there. They're not taking into consideration what might happen in front of them, to them, or behind them. Just saying. Last time this hour, I give it back to Republic. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Own a gun. The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, "Silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science." Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training, DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Despite the public outcry of this will not make anybody safer in Idaho, the governor has signed a law where guns can be carried into schools. And whether they like it or not, the gun grabbers, I mean, we're never going to hear about a Sandy Hook or a Columbine in Idaho. I would be very surprised if we ever heard of anything on that scale. There may be some fool who decides to go give it a shot. And that will probably turn out like Arapahoe High, where the response is 80 seconds later. To be sure, there's no way to ever completely take away that threat that somebody might come in there and start shooting. But the difference between mass, horrific, traumatic loss of life and doing the best you can and trying to minimize it best way you can is going to be the second gun showing up on the scene. Now, this is primarily at state colleges and universities of Idaho. And this was SB 1254. That was signed into law by Governor Otter, that makes it legal for licensed gun owners to carry on the grounds of public universities with the exception of dorms, residence halls, and entertainment venues. Now, that is a little bit of a blip, but that is a step in the right direction. And what this means is something might start out like a Virginia Tech, but instead of students, and maybe students who have carry permits or whatever, instead of them having to huddle behind a desk until the psychopath makes it to them so that he can summarily execute them, they can stand up and fight him. They don't have to helplessly wait their turn to be executed. And while that's going on, watch him execute his fellow students. Furthering your education is never a reason to give up the right to defend yourself. That should have never even become part of the conversation. In Idaho, no more will this stupid notion of a gun-free zone that somehow makes people feel safer, falsely, will that persist. And this is very good. Like it or not, gun grabbers, people are waking up from this myth that the only way to protect people in any sort of area that you close off is to deny them their right to defend themselves. They understand that that does not do anything other than protect criminals. And it enables the rampage killer. Why would you want to enable the rampage killer? Despite all this, in Idaho this was fought. Boise State University President Bob Kustra said campus carry would endanger college-age students in addition to younger students who visit the school. Now, my first question to the esteemed Mr. Kustra would be, how exactly would that work? Does he think the notion of gun ownership means the minute you put a gun in someone's hands, they become a trigger-happy madman? How does someone taking accountability and responsibility for their own safety somehow or other in any way endanger the children? Now, the argument they continue to make is about the children. And guess what? Guns on the scene in the hands of law-abiding adults, you know who that protects? That protects the children. I have a niece that is in college. I'm almost certain it's gun-free zone. She's unprotected. I have grandchildren that one may attend college. Hopefully, if they are of age and they want to carry a gun wherever they go, they'll be able to. Every young American going to school that wants to be something, that's trying to further themselves, no matter what it is that they're studying, okay, they're trying to further their education. Maybe they're a little deluded. Maybe they've picked the wrong career path. I don't know what a degree in philosophy gets you nowadays. But if they're doing this to further their education, they shouldn't have to do it at the cost of their own safety. If they choose to be disarmed, that's another thing altogether. It shouldn't be a mandate. It shouldn't be no choice. When you got a bunch of kids, a bunch of young, 18 to 22, 23-year-olds, in one place, when something bad doesn't happen, but it happens further on down the road, you know what just happened, kids? The executioner passed you by. Yeah, that's what happened. Virginia Tech was a gun-free zone. How'd that work? How'd that work out for them? That rampage did not end because of some magical pixie dust that cut it short. And why why would you rely on that same false protection? Given the example. Mr. Kushner is not alone, though. The Boise police chief, along with presidents and faculty members of other leading Idaho universities, also fought against the safety of the students. Kurt Mueller is the National Director of Public Relations for Students for Concealed Carry, and he said this when this bill was signed: "This is a major step forward for Idaho and for our nation as a whole. We've seen these policies in effect in other states without the massive negative consequences predicted by our opposition, and we have every expectation this will likewise be Idaho's experience." You know why? Because good people do good things. And you'll never know they're there. Campus carry, by the way, is legal in Colorado, Kansas, Mississippi, Oregon, Utah, and Wisconsin. It is not expressly prohibited in an additional 16 states. And what I mean by that, if a college student wants to go to school armed, it is not illegal, but rather up to the discretion of the school. And you know what? You want to know what I do? This is bad to say, isn't it? Because it's a lack of respect on my part. But it is a reciprocal lack of respect on my part. Where there is not a force of law in place, where they try to prohibit me carrying a gun, guess what I do? I carry it anyway. And nobody is ever the wiser. And if something bad unfolds in that area, guess what? Everybody there is going to be calling me daddy. They're going to be calling me daddy because I dared to take responsibility for myself while the rest of these people are grazing like sheep. Bah. And if you're in a school, by the way, young people, if you're in a school where it is at the discretion of the school, let me ask you a question. Which is worse, being expelled or being murdered? Take a moment and weigh those two. Being expelled, being murdered. Well, if I'm expelled, if I'm murdered, well, that's permanent, though, isn't it? I've got the permanent record, and I've got permanent. So, campus carry is a program where this is the time that has come. Is it sad that young people trying to further their education should be allowed to conceal carry a gun and protect themselves? Yes, it is, but it is much less sad than a bunch of children. And they are, they're kids, you know, 18, 20, 21, 22 years old. They still don't have the life experience necessary to do a lot of things. And when they're sitting there trying to get the knowledge, so when these experiences come upon them, they can deal with it. For them to be sitting in a classroom, and because of some stupid, inane policy, they're gunned down? That's criminal. Having said that, let me go refresh my coffee. On a Friday, we'll be right back going into the next hour. This is Lock and Load.